Hey, brethren, here I am again with words from the Word. It's a great day. I'm alive, and I'm glad that God has given me this opportunity to share with you again. And I am so happy that you are listening. Hey, but even what makes me even more happier is that you are sharing and the Word of God is being spread all over. Let's go back to Julia H. Johnston and the song, Greater Than Our Sin, Grace Greater Than Our Sin. The third stanza says, marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe, all who are longing to see his face. Will you this moment his grace receive? Grace, God's grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, God's grace that is greater than all our sin. What we are looking at morning after morning, day after day, we are looking at how God restores a man. And we are using Peter, who denied the Lord something like a month before all this happened in the book of Acts. And now Peter has gotten it right. He's back on track. He is in full power. He is converted. He's conformed. And now he's preaching and commanding. He is penetrating. God is using him to preach. We are talking about his message. We said in our last devotion that his message was one that penetrated the heart. It was instructive and informative. And we said that it was a scriptural message. And I'm building on that. I said to you that Timothy was admonished by his mentor, Paul, to teach and preach. But he added to that, not only teach and preach, but preach the word. In 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 2, he said, preach the word. Don't preach people business. Don't wait until you hear something that happened and preach that. Don't throw words at people at church. Preach the word of God. God has designed his word to do his work. Preach the word. He said to Timothy, be instant in season. Stick with it in season and out of season. And when you preach, reprove, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and doctrine. I know that most people today, when they come to church, they just come to church to be encouraged. That is in place. But the word of God should also rebuke us. It should reprove us, show us where we are going wrong, and help us to get it right. It was the word Peter was preaching. Peter was preaching for them to develop faith in listening to the message. And the only thing that can do that was the word of God. What developed faith in a person? The word of God. Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, as you listen to his message, Peter used the scriptures. He quoted from the Old Testament. His sermon was just given the prophetic words. This is a convicting method of preaching. He showed them that the scripture was fulfilled right before their very eyes. His preaching was very relevant to the day in which they live. He was not expecting the world to be saved, but he was expecting his listeners to receive the word and to accept the word and to come to know Jesus. Notice something else about Peter and his preaching. Peter's message was a bold and fearless message. I know today that there's so many people who love to hear encouraging messages, and those are in place and they need to be preached. But there are times when messages are to be preached where they would speak directly to us. He was not afraid to let them know he was speaking to them. He was not afraid to let them know to whom he was speaking. Look at verse 14 of chapter 2, the book of Acts, and verse 22. Look at verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, what did he say? Ye men of Judea, they were those there who were from Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, and there were those there who were dwelling at Jerusalem. He said, be this known unto you from Judea and you from Jerusalem. He said, you know this and hearken to my words. He said, listen up. And verse number 22, he said, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. Today, if someone would stand up and pinpoint those to whom he is speaking to, like Peter did, many people would get vexed. Some would even get up and walk out of the church. Some would even say, who he think he's speaking to? Notice, Peter not only preached with boldness, and he was fearless in his message, he charged them with the death of Christ. In verse number 23 of chapter 2, book of Acts, he says, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and acknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. He said, you took him, your wicked hands have crucified him and slain him. In this message that he preached with holy boldness. Notice, in chapter 4, verse number 13 and verse number 29, in his message, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they are somewhere else preaching now, but he preached with boldness, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. In other words, they knew that they were no college graduates, knew these men were just fishermen. Their English may not have been like the great English-speaking persons of the day, their language, whatever language it was in. But he said that they referred to them as unlearned and ignorant men, but they marveled and they took knowledge of them. Watch this carefully. That they had been with Jesus. I've said over and repeated times, you cannot be with Jesus and nothing rub off. They are preaching what they learned from Jesus. They are preaching like Jesus would preach, and they took knowledge that they've been with Jesus. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. What the preacher needs today is boldness to preach the word of God. Be bold. Don't be afraid. Preach the word. Stop. Don't interfere in people's business. Preach the word of God. Hey, if you get in trouble for the word, you get in trouble for something good. Preach the word. Now watch this now. He preached in the spirit and he preached with power. If you go back to Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8, there's a promise there. He said, for ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. They preached, and the preaching was with power. Sometimes you would sit in a congregation and one would preach and you don't feel nothing. Don't feel a thing. You don't feel the power of God. But you could not sit under Peter preaching and not experience the power of God. So I say to you that in his message, whatever message you may say he used, one thing, it was a clear message. And here's what I learned from his message. It was a message anyone could understand. His hearers, his listeners were familiar with what he was saying. It was instructive and informative, his message. It was a scriptural message. He preached the word, and it was bold and fearless. He charged them with the death of Christ. He was not afraid to let them know that he was preaching to them. He preached with boldness. He preached in the spirit and with power. What am I trying to say? This is the same man who made the mistake of denying Christ, following afar off, being with the wrong crowd, and all of this some a month before. a little over a month. And now Jesus said to him, when thou art converted, Satan desired to sift you. I pray for you. When you're converted, he said, I pray that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, strengthen the brethren. If Jesus or anyone had just write off Peter, hey, he wouldn't be here preaching, and these things would not be happening. Don't write off people too soon. Give God a chance in their lives. Don't write off yourself. Give God a chance in your life. If you have strayed, come on back. If God called you to preach, hey, if you made a mistake, admit your mistake and come on back and go on for the Lord. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I know you got to run, but thank you so much for your time. If I know some of you good, you're going to listen to it again. You're going to share it with others. And hey, I'm just partnering with you, hey, to get this message across the globe. God bless you. Great things are happening for God because of you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day. Don't forget, share.